This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. A major shakeup could be coming to the U.S. railroad network, and agriculture is keeping a close eye on it. Union Pacific is working on a deal to acquire Norfolk Southern. If it goes through, it will create the first true coast-to-coast rail system in the country. The proposal still needs federal approval, but the discussion has already started among shippers. We'll hear what it could look like from the ag sector next.
Your local radio station keeps you connected to your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network provides ag-focused programming to keep your farm business running strong. Together, we bring you the latest markets, weather updates, and policy news. Whether we're in the field or in meeting halls, our team is always out and about gathering the news that's important to you. Powered by Iowa Agriculture, trusted by Iowa farmers. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
Railroads are a critical piece of the ag supply chain. Grain, feed, ingredients, ethanol, fertilizer, they all rely heavily on rail transportation to move large volumes efficiently. So when a merger of this size proposed between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern gets proposed, farmers and ag shippers naturally pay attention. Reactions so far have been split. Some say the merger could simplify the system and improve rail service across the region. Others worry it will reduce competition and eventually drive up the cost. Mike Steenhook is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition and says many shippers do see potential upside.
I'm hearing both. I'm hearing from agricultural shippers, those who actually are quite supportive of the proposed merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern. And they point to the fact that you're going to likely have more seamless service from one area of the country to the next. So you'll have an agricultural shipper that has a collection of facilities that are west of the Mississippi River, and they would like to have greater access to maybe some of the livestock markets in the southeast part of the United States or to the East Coast where for the ports over there. Say if there's problems at West Coast ports or markets in the West. So you have this prospect for more seamless service.
One of the biggest selling points behind the proposal is the idea of cutting down on those transfers or handoffs between railroads. Steenhook says every time freight changes hands, it slows things down and does add cost.
One of the realities within supply chains is that handoffs are expensive. But because you have a couple Western railroads, a couple Eastern railroads, you have a collection of these handoff locations like Chicago, like Memphis, Kansas City, et cetera. And freight does not like to be treated like a baton in a track and field relay race. The more you can eliminate handoffs, the better.
So on paper, fewer handoffs and smoother connections sound like benefits. But agriculture's also been down this road before, and the industry remembers the challenges that followed earlier railroad mergers. That's where the concern really comes in. Fewer carriers can sometimes mean fewer choices for shippers. And when there's less competition, service and pricing suffer. Steenhook said that history is going to be hard to ignore.
People point to the fact that this is not our first rodeo. We've had mergers, acquisitions, consolidations within the rail industry for a number of decades. And what that does often result in is higher rates, a decline in service. And for agriculture and other industries, what you want is as many transportation providers competing for your business. That's good for us. And when all of a sudden you start eliminating or reducing those transportation providers, you start changing that competitive balance away from the customer, agricultural shippers in our case, toward the railroad. So rightfully, there's a number of shippers who are very concerned about this.
So while some see opportunity for efficiency, others worry the scales could tip away from the customer, including the agriculture industry. The Service Transportation Board will take all of that into account as it reviews the proposal. The process will likely include testimony from shippers, industry groups, and railroads before the final decision is made. For now, the discussion continues, and the ag industry is watching closely. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.